This is Earth and Sky on the American chestnut. In the early 1900s, it was the most common tree in forests from Maine to Mississippi.
In the early summer, mountain ridges looked snow-capped. In fact, they were crowded with the creamy white flowers of chestnuts in bloom. Birds, bears, and deer ate the chestnuts. People harvested them and sold them or fed them to livestock. The timber of the American chestnut was easily split and rot-resistant. It was used for fences, telephone poles, railroad ties, and more.
That was in the 1900s. In 1904, a blight fungus was first noticed on an American chestnut tree at the Bronx Zoo. This blight had been carried to trees in the U.S. on imported plants. It subsequently killed tens of billions of chestnut trees. By 1950, most chestnuts throughout the range were dead.
But there are efforts underway to bring the chestnut back. Plant pathologists and breeders have crossed American and Chinese chestnuts. The idea is to get the blight resistance of the Chinese species while retaining the American chestnut's large size, timber type, cold hardiness, and nut sweetness. Nearly 15,000 trees are growing on farms in southwestern Virginia. Researchers hope to introduce this hybrid to the wild around the year 2005.
Thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and the U.S. Forest Service. We're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.